This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Craig McPherson joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hello, my friend.
Good morning. How are you?
Living the dream. How are you?
Same thing.
Love to hear it. Love to hear it.
Tell us about Greenstone Gives, based in Amesbury. What do you guys do with families?
So one of my good friends, Monique Griffin, founded this nonprofit back in 2022 with kind of a unique mission to support families in our local communities, particularly in the North Shore, whose children may have been impacted by like health or economic factors through different crises that families go through. And we want to be there to help them, to give them some normality, usually when tragedy strikes, things like kids after school programs and sports and arts are cut just because the family either has transportation issues or can't afford. And we want to be there to support them through this hard time.
I never thought about stuff like that. You know, when someone's going through crisis or a loss, you don't. You're just trying to get them fed or whatever. You don't realize that the kids still need to be kids. Mm-hmm. And what a gift you're giving to help folks do that. How can people help you in your mission?
So there's a lot of ways people can get involved. They can visit our website, which is at greenstonegives.com. We've got a form on there that if it's a family going through something or a relative or a friend, they can fill out a little form. We'll get back to them. There's also a spot on there for donations. We do lots of different events. We do have a Shamrock and Shenanigans, our third annual event for St. Patty's Day coming up.
Those are two of my favorite things, Shamrocks and Shenanigans.
Live music, raffles, 50-50. There might even be some green alcoholic beverages consumed. But any of those things that we do, we love to get people involved, volunteers, and all that kind of stuff goes to kind of help us in our mission.
When is that event happening, and where is that event happening?
So that's March 15th at Sylvan Street Bar and Grill in Salisbury, Mass., so our neighboring town. Believe it starts at 5 o'clock. This is our third annual. It's been well attended, and Sylvan has been a great partner with us for that event.
What a cool thing. Yeah, I love this so much. I don't think we've ever had an organization focusing on this specific thing.
And this is great because this is something I wish I'd have known about a year ago. We actually had a family in Charlestown that had a crisis, and they have a young child, and watching them kind of struggle and, you know, hearing some of the dads and moms trying to help out and put pieces together, and they didn't really, you know, it's not something you really, when it's happening in the moment, you're not thinking about some of those other things. Like you said,
you're just thinking of food and shelter and this and that.
You're just thinking about the pain that everybody's experiencing, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
You're not thinking about pragmatically about
life
still has to happen as normally as possible.
Yeah.
I wish I'd have known you guys were around a year ago, and now more people will know. So what you can do is go to greenstonegives.com, greenstonegives.com, if you want to get involved with the organization, if you want to find out about the event, or maybe you need an organization like this in your life, or somebody that you know could use an organization like this. We appreciate you coming on and sharing that with us this morning. To you, Craig, and also to Monique. You said it was Monique that started the organization. Is that right?
Yep. She's sitting right here next to me.
Oh, hey.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hi. Good morning, Monique.
Good morning.
Just real quick, why did you start the organization? Why was this important to you?
We started it, myself and my friends sitting here around the table, really right after COVID. You know, we knew that we wanted to start a nonprofit to help our local community and specifically help children. And we really realized during the COVID timeframe that when kids were kind of disconnected from those extracurricular activities and they lost that kind of consistency in their life, that it really had a lot of lingering impact. So it was one of those kind of light bulb moments where we said, hey, we have all these other wonderful organizations around us. How can we supplement it, you know, and how can we actually add value to the community? It's really just grown from there.
Well, you and Craig, your entire crew over there, Monique, are now officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe. And again, if you want to find out more, go to greenstonegives.com. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show this morning. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
All right. Oh, it sounds like there's a lot of people there.
Good time to be. Thank you.
All right. Bye, guys.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup, gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of FarmMassMoney.gov. So Saturday Night Live is celebrating its 50th year, as we know, and they are having the SNL 50 homecoming concert tonight.
I feel like they've been talking about celebrating the 50th year for 5 years.
It's a big year. You do you. I'll do the, you know what I mean? I tried to, but then.
Dan, I went to Jamaica for my 50th. It's a big deal. You'll find out.
God willing.
I had to wait 2 years to have mine, Dan, and it was fine.
If I could have had a concert for my 50th, I would have.
I did have a concert for mine.
Yeah, you did.
It was pretty cool.
In any event, they have added more acts. So here is the lineup thus far. Cher, Dave Grohl, Ms. Lauryn Hill, Snoop Dogg, St. Vincent, Wyclef, Arcade Fire, Backstreet Boys, Bad Bunny, Bonnie Raitt, Brandi Carlile, Brittany Howard, Chris Martin, David Byrne, Devo, Eddie Vedder, Jack White, Jelly Roll, Lady Gaga, Miley Cyrus, Mumford & Sons, Post Malone, Robin, the B-52s, The Roots, Andy Samberg, Maya Rudolph, and Will Ferrell will be there. It is being hosted by Jimmy Fallon. It will take place tonight at 8 at Radio City Music Hall and can be watched on Peacock.
I can remember when SNL had One Direction on the first time, and I'd never heard of One Direction. And I can remember coming into the work the next Monday and being like, Kennedy, did you see One Direction? She's like, oh my God, they were awesome. Like, Saturday Night Live introduced me to artists over the years. They really did. They have a great way of not just picking the biggest stars, but also find the ones that are bubbling under and kind of introducing them to the mainstream audience.
If you go back and watch like the early years, they had just the wildest selection of human beings, you know, singing just straight music on a blank stage, you know. Kate Bush was on there in like maybe the fourth season or so.
Right.
And, you know, everybody knew Kate from Running Up That Hill and then again from Stranger Things, right? But she was like kind of a wacky performance artist.
Right.
So she's wearing like a Golda Meir bodysuit, like climbing over the piano and stuff. It's wild. Anyway,
it's incredible to stay relevant for 50 years.
You do you.
And launch some of the biggest stars that we know.
It's true. It's very true. Multiple reports are saying that Kanye West and Bianca Censori are splitting up. The Daily Mail says it, so I kind of believe it. TMZ says both sides are looking to get a divorce attorney. This comes after the Grammys with her wearing almost nothing, although she pretty much wears almost nothing every day. But
I can't imagine how this happened. He's so
well
adjusted.
I know, me neither. And the anti-Semitic comments and the Twitter tirade he went on earlier this week, saying that she has just had enough. His representative said the reports are not true, that they are in Los Angeles about to enjoy Valentine's Day together, and announcements about their private life will come from them directly. I really don't care, but it's a slow news day.
Screw him.
We got, absolutely.
He's a bad person.
He's a bad person. And we got some new music coming, so I'll give you a few new music type announcements. Madonna says she's giving you a Valentine's Day gift. She's got new music coming.
Okay.
Selena Gomez. What's that?
You don't know what it's called or anything like that? Or
Selena, no, just she made the Instagram post that it's coming.
For the teaser of a teaser.
Selena Gomez, she had said that she might not be making music again, that she was going to stay into acting, but nothing to fear. She revealed there's a new album on the way. It's called I Said I Love You First. It's a collaboration with her fiance, Benny Blanco, and it's set to drop on March 21st. Oh. She dropped another song. She dropped a song today, but woof, it is sad and slow, so we're not playing that.
He's very good at music production.
Yeah, he does okay. He's made a hit or two in his time.
Yeah, I was listening to that song driving in this morning, and I was like, we're not playing that. So what I'd like to play for you, though, is the collaboration we've been waiting for.
Yes.
Sabrina Carpenter and Dolly Parton. Please, 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 you're welcome.
Please, 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 don't prove I'm wrong.
Swear.
Okay, good.
That is the wholesome content you needed. You're welcome, and that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Kenny Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Subaru of New England's Washington's birthday sales event is here. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Dave from Quincy.
Hey, Dave.
Good morning.
Dave's not here, man.
Dave's not here, man. Will you get Kennedy out of the studio, please, Dave?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Or is it David?
Good luck to you.
Do I have to call you David? Is that...
You can call me whatever you want.
Just don't call him late for supper.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, David, and you are going to win the $100. Remember, if you tie her, that's a loss for you. Kennedy is now over in that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
The current Batman says part two of his movie will begin filming by the end of 2025. Which former Twilight actor is the current Dark Knight?
Robert Pattinson.
Variety ranked the best TV performances of the 21st century, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus came in at number one on the list for her role as Selina Meyer on which TV show?
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
Jerry Seinfeld.
All right, question number three. This singer turns 31 today. Take a listen to her breakout song and then give us her name.
Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so left but she's right though. At night she's screaming, my mind.
What's her name?
Sabrina, I don't know.
Question That's not what you and the boys are listening to on the job site?
No.
Question number four. Matt Groening turned 71 this weekend. He's the creator of The Simpsons. Where does Homer work on The Simpsons?
At a power plant.
Question number five. Destiny's Child reunited to celebrate Kelly Rowland's birthday. Destiny's Child has had four songs reach number one in the country. Can you name three of them?
Nope.
Well, Dave, as I understand it, you're a heavy equipment operator, correct?
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you can't answer that last question. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Well, you don't know what he plays inside the machine.
It's not them. I promise you that.
Well, it's apparently us.
What kind of equipment do you operate, Dave?
Front end loader.
Oh, wow. Then do you have a radio in the front end loader?
Yes, I listen to you guys all day long.
I love that.
Are you inside the front end loader right now?
Yes, I'm parked with it off, safety reasons.
Safety reasons.
Smart man.
We love it.
OSHA.
What are you working on today?
Work in a quarry, load trucks all day.
Moving dirt. I love that.
Load trucks every day.
All right, Kennedy. David got 2 out of 5 correct.
All right. Well done, my friend.
Not really.
Well, some of those I'm going to assume were not your wheelhouse.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Sure.
The current Batman says part 2 of his movie will begin filming by the end of 2025. Which former Twilight actor is the current Dark Knight?
Robert Pattinson.
Tied at 1. Variety ranked the best TV performances of the 21st century, and Julia Louis-Dreyfus came in at 1 on the list for her role as Selina Meyer on which TV show?
Beep.
Disagree with that. Breaking Bad. Stop.
Yeah, they ranked him at like 5.
That's
ridiculous. You're just trying to be cool.
Or Tony Soprano.
That's the last century.
Okay.
I don't know. I thought she was remarkable in that role.
Yeah.
Remarkable. Mm-hmm. It was very funny.
2-1 question number 3. This singer turns 31 today. Take a listen to her breakout song and then name her. Oh, she's sweet but a psycho.
Ava Max?
3-1. Question number 4. Matt Groening turned 71 this weekend as creator of The Simpsons. Where does Homer work in The Simpsons?
He works at the nuclear power plant.
4-2. Question number 5. Destiny's Child reunited to celebrate Kelly Rowland's birthday. They have had 4 songs reach 1 in the country. Can you name 3?
Oh, gosh. No, jumping, bills, say my name,
Dark Child,
Survivor. I don't know.
Didn't quite get there, Kennedy.
I did not.
Say My Name, Independent Women.
Oh,
bills.
I said bills.
Yeah, you did get that one. And Bootylicious.
No,
Bootylicious. I don't think you're ready for this jelly.
4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. David, I'm sorry you don't get the cash.
Well, we had fun.
But you're a delight.
Yes, we appreciate you listening in your front end loader.
That is so cool.
That's got to be a first for this show.
I'm here listening for it.
Listening in a front end loader.
I am here for it.
All right, David, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Dave from Quincy, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
By the way, we now have 6 followers on TikTok. I just got a text message, Kennedy.
9.
Let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
To Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
All right, the show is yours. What are you getting into over the weekend? We're going to start with you, Kennedy, first. What are you doing? Anything?
Yeah.
Sitting around the house, doing nothing?
Nope. I am going to Iceland. I am leaving on Sunday night, and I'll be there until Saturday.
You're just going to Iceland. I feel like you haven't even talked about it.
Well, I didn't.
We've been very busy here on the program. You know me, I don't talk about myself a whole hell of a lot. So, my girlfriend Laura and I, we met up for lunch like a month ago. And we were just sort of, you know, we hadn't hung out in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we just sort of were talking and we were like, let's just go somewhere. Let's just do something. Let's go. Like, the one thing that 2025 is to me is that the life is too short and I'm just going to do stuff because
I just remember 3 weeks ago, Kennedy coming in here on a Monday going, I've been too busy. I need to just sit at home for a while.
It's not wrong. It's not wrong at all. But at the same time, life is short, man. And
Iceland's
so,
on my bucket list. That's so cool.
So I'm super excited. We have a whole thing out planned out, and we're gonna do all the things.
You do some hot springs and lagoons.
Doing all the things.
You're gonna ride 4-wheelers across what looks like another planet.
Not 4-wheelers. We're doing snowmobiling.
Oh, okay.
And
you're gonna do some Viking stuff.
And hopefully eating a lot of hot dogs because apparently that's what one eats in Iceland is hot dogs.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently it's hot dogs.
Is that the cuisine? The native cuisine? Costco hot dogs.
I think not Costco hot dogs, but like they're every place has a hot dog or something. Or my girlfriend Danielle, who's been a few times, was like, it's the hot dogs for me. So, and I'm a hot dog person, so I'm here for it.
Iceland. Come for the glizzies.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to restaurants that have other fare as well, but
why?
But I'm there. I know. Believe me. I'm like,
I mean,
for
hot
what
dogs and tater tots, and you're talking my love language.
For what I spent on the air travel, hot dogs sounds fine. So
that's
I'm excited.
Exciting.
I'm very excited. Yeah.
That is super cool.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy's from Ayer.
Ayer.
Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. So you're actually finalizing for your trip. Where are you going?
I am going to New Zealand for a 14-day Lord of the Rings tour.
Oof, that's a long flight.
Tell me.
Yes, it is. But
did you get the lay-down seats?
I don't think they're lay-down, but I upgraded from, it's more than just coach.
Good girl.
I can't remember what they call it.
Good girl.
But,
are we going to gloss over the fact that she said it was a 14-day?
No, I was getting there.
Lord of the Rings. You guys were worried about the seats and the flight, and I'm like, she's going on a 14-day Lord of the Rings tour.
It's a lot of time in Middle Earth.
It takes 14 days to get there.
Excited.
That's why I was asking.
are you getting there by very large trees?
Will there be orcs? Will you throw the ring in the river of fire?
I hope there will be lots of hobbits and elves, and we get to have a meal in the Green Dragon. I get to go to Hobbiton and stand in a hobbit hole. I am so excited.
I love this for you so much.
That is just amazing.
I love people just doing what makes them feel happy, you know? We don't do that enough.
We need more of that.
How do you find this? How did it come up? I mean, you're just a big fan? Or
I'm a huge, Google, and I'm a huge Lord of the Rings fan, and I've always wanted to go to New Zealand. The scenery there is just breathtaking.
Right.
And I love the movies, and so I did research the tours. It's a small group, and they run them multiple times a year, but it's very hard to get in, so I actually booked or put the request in 2023. They were booked for 2024. And so I am in for 2025, and I'm so excited to go.
Well, enjoy your time in the Shire.
Yes. Please, yes, call us back when you get back. We want to hear all about it.
Definitely,
have the
definitely.
Best time.
That is wild.
Thank you.
All right, happy Valentine's Day. Me and my wife, we have big dinner plans tonight, Kennedy. We're going down to the Cape.
Yep.
We're going to, we originally had dinner plans for like 4 o'clock because, you know, when I made the plans, or I made the reservation 2 weeks ago, they didn't have anything open but 4 and 9.
Yep.
Which is, you know, it is what it is.
That is what it is.
But I got an email the other day and we now have a 7:30 reservation.
Look at that.
We're going, we're going to go to Osterville for dinner. So if you haven't been to the Cape before, Osterville is very bougie. It's like going into Wellesley, you know.
So
it's like they have like white linen cloths on the tables and all that.
You're taking her for Valentine's. There better be white linen cloth.
Yes. So we're going to do that, and we are doing it sans Barrett. We have an entire weekend alone, no family, no kid, no responsibility. We're bailing on church on Sunday. Sorry, God. Which
God
for
doesn't
our,
mind.
It's for our sanity. So,
you know what? Funny story. God's cool with you saying
I
love him anywhere. So
know,
you'll be all
I
right.
There's not a punch card?
Nope. I know people think that there is, but funny story, there isn't.
Yeah.
I think that's wonderful. I'm so glad you guys are taking time on your own. It's important. And
right.
When you become a parent, it just gets lost. So I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time. Barrett's doing like a overnight weekend thing with church. So he'll be there like Friday, Saturday.
We love a lock-in.
Sunday and all that sort of stuff.
Jesus is babysitting this weekend.
Producer Dan, how about you? What are you getting into for Valentine's Day?
So tonight I got us, me and Kaylee, a hotel in the Seaport. We're going to be staying at a Loft Boston. I got us reservations at a nice Brazilian steakhouse.
Okay. Is it next door? The one next door? Aloft?
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
I haven't been there, but it looks fantastic.
So good. Make sure you get the little cheese ball things to begin with. 100%.
I go bananas at a Brazilian steakhouse. They give you that card, red or green, and I leave it on green.
Just let it roll.
Until I'm breathing like Darth Vader.
It's a lovely restaurant.
Like, this guy's been sitting here for 2 hours.
When my face is red, that's when you can stop the food. Forget the cards.
So we're going to hang out in the Seaport tonight. Then we have a brunch tomorrow.
Okay.
And then we're off to Florida for 4 days, where it's going to be 75 and sunny.
Wow. You're going to Iceland, you're going to Florida, and I'm going to the Cape. We are living our best lives.
Look, you're having a weekend without your kid. That's bigger than anything that's happening on this side of the table.
Oh, that is a fact.
So,
I am so happy about it.
You, buddy.
Well, I'll be doing a lot of me over the weekend without Barrett around.
I don't make it weird.
Yeah, we're just trying to, you know.
You put weird images in my head and I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Valentine's for Veterans is officially done as of today. And we want to say thank you to all of the students who made us Valentine's Day cards, to all the teachers and principals and staff members and moms and dads and, you know, organizations like the Boys and Girls Club. You guys came through in a huge way. I had said this, my goal was like, in my head, I was thinking, if we got about 500 cards, and like I had a stretch goal too. I figured if we hit 1,000, that would be really cool, right? Kennedy just gave me the number this morning, and it is mind-blowing. I will share that number in a minute, but you're not going to believe how many Valentine's Day cards showed up at this radio station.
It's been awesome.
And
the postman has been busy around here.
And yesterday we got to deliver them the VA of Boston, the Brockton campus. Thank you to Krista and Matt and the entire team down there, all of the staff. They welcomed us in. We got to walk around, see the facility, what it was about, meet so many people. What was that like for you, Kennedy, yesterday?
So we, first and foremost, the things that they do there are quite amazing. If you are a veteran and you are in need of anything from healthcare to wanting to meet a community to playing softball, like they have it all there, right? And one of the places we visited was the, the psych ward, right? Like it was just like where I stayed at McLean. It was very reminiscent of that. And while I be bringing these Valentines to all the people that were there made them smile so much, it just reminded me how hard it is to be, I mean, for all intents and purposes, you know, locked up. You can't leave. Mm-hmm. You can't walk out the door. And visitation is difficult in places like that. So for these folks who were in that particular unit who are all so happy to see us and filled with great smiles, I felt like to deliver them something on these days when they probably don't have anybody who's going to come visit them today, like, really hit me. I like got home and sat in my driveway for a while yesterday, just kind of feeling great gratitude for these people who are giving care to these folks who did things so selflessly for us. So sorry, I didn't mean to go all that way, but that's how I felt yesterday. The things that they do in that campus were so remarkable, and watching you speak to the veterans about the good old days was just Carson. It was so awesome. Right. Dan, every room we walked into, you know, he would start up a conversation with somebody, and they'd be talking about their time you've been stationed at the same place as some of these people.
Sure.
It was remarkable to watch, and their faces just lit up to tell stories. It was awesome.
Yeah, I met this one guy. And you're going to hear from him right now. And it was funny because he was wearing a Vietnam hat, you know, a Vietnam veteran. And the guy did not look like he was old enough to be in Vietnam because my dad served Vietnam era in the Philippines.
Yeah, my dad did too.
Right. And I was just like looking at this guy who like had a baby face. And so I had to talk to him.
All right, so tell everybody your name.
My name is Alan Anthony Curry.
And Alan, I saw you have a hat that says Vietnam veteran. You do not look old enough to have been a Vietnam vet, my friend.
I got drafted in 1969, and I got out of Vietnam in 71.
And then tell everybody what you did after you came home. How did you serve our community?
I got on the Boston Fire Department and served 6 years fighting fires in Dorchester on 975 Blue Hill Avenue.
I mean, this seems like something important to you, to serve your country, to serve your community. Why did you keep coming back to do that?
Well, to make a long story short, my uncle, my father's brother, built the firehouse that I worked out of at 975 Blue Hill Avenue. So it was a pleasure going there day and night to serve the community.
And now, do you see what we handed you today? Do you know the story of what's going on?
Well, these are children that went to elementary school, and as far as I know, I have some earlier letters and cards from children that made them out to us veterans.
That's right. They're Valentines for veterans. Me and my friend over there, Kennedy, we do a morning radio show, and so we asked, you know, any of our listeners, if their students wanted to make Valentine's Day cards, we thought we would get maybe 500 or 1,000 would be great. We ended up with almost 4,000 Valentine's cards. So you can see we got that big tray or that big cart we're wheeling around handing out Valentine's
cards. Yes, yes. Well, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you.
I'm glad to see what you're doing in the neighborhood of Brockton.
And I want to show you something. I'm actually a veteran as well. I got this is from my time at Fort Bragg in North Carolina in Fayetteville. I appreciate your service.
Well, I want to shake your hand.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. It's nice to meet you.
It's been a pleasure.
Nice to meet you too, Alan.
What a nice guy.
He was amazing. They all were. They were wonderful human beings.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. We met so many wonderful men and women that have, you know, given everything for their country. And just to see the smiles on their faces. And, you know, you heard me say how many cards we collected. That number was actually way low from what we ended up with. 4,265 Valentines for Veterans, guys.
And what was more exciting is as we were leaving, they were like, so we're doing it again next year, right?
Yes.
And so we're doing it again next year. And now
it's going to be bigger.
We have a partner. And that is going to be awesome.
All the contacts are in place.
We're all in place now. Yeah. We learned a lot this year. Let's move on. So yeah.
We also want to say thank you to Felix and Lucas from Wakefield, from Baker Elementary in Brockton, Accept Education Collaborative in Natick, Forestdale School in Malden, King Philip Leo Club of Norfolk, Wrentham, and Plainville, and Hildreth Elementary in Harvard. We tried to acknowledge every school and organization that made cards for us. Thank you. All of the audio from that is up on mix1041.com, or it's on the Odyssey app as well.
It's just been a lot of fun talking to all the teachers about why they want to get involved, getting to interview some of the kids.
Mm-hmm. And the glitter will never be off my desk, and I don't ever want it to leave.
Till next year, baby.
Carson and Kennedy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW.
because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England, Washington's birthday sales event. It lasts all month long. You can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, it is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
The final day this morning. Say hey to Barbara from Merrimack.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, Kennedy.
How you doing?
I'm good, thanks. How about yourself?
Living the dream.
Will you kick Kennedy
it's
out of
day
the
in paradise?
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Barb?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks. You too.
You know the deal. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy and you win. You'll have bragging rights that not many people have. Beating Kennedy twice. She's over in that studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Barbara, are you ready?
I'm ready.
What's the best type of filling in a box of chocolates? Well, a new poll found caramel is the top choice by far, which had 34% of the vote. Which movie has the line, "My mama always said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get"?
Forrest Gump.
The lead singer of this band turns 53 today. Take a listen to one of their biggest hits and then name the band.
Baby, it's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. Huh? She says, baby, well, I can't help but be scared of it all sometimes. And the rain's going to wash away, I believe it.
All right, name the band.
Matchbox 20.
Question number 3. Stephen King wrote a new version of Hansel and Gretel, and it'll be accompanied by pictures that the late Maurice Sendak drew almost 30 years ago. Which of these three is King's best-selling book of all time? Is it The Shining, Misery, or It?
It.
Question number 4. On the PBS show Finding Your Roots, Kristen Bell discovered that one of her ancestors was a spy for the British in the late 1700s.
Traitor.
What were British soldiers commonly called by colonists during the American Revolution?
The Red Coat.
Question number 5. It was 20 years ago today in 2005. YouTube was launched from San Bruno, California. Google bought it in 2006 for $1.65 billion. Which channel currently has the most YouTube subscribers in the world?
Which channel?
Yeah, like, it's one, you know. Every YouTube has a channel to it. I don't know how to explain that.
That's what it's called. It's a YouTube channel.
Yeah, it's a YouTube channel. Sometimes it's people, sometimes it's businesses, but there's one particular YouTuber that is the biggest.
The biggest YouTuber. Nope.
Okay.
Don't know it.
Well, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Did I give too much information explaining it like that, Dan?
Probably, but she didn't get it anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm totally lost.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Barbara, you've heard of YouTube, yes?
Yes. Barbara got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done.
Misery.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What's the best type of filling in a box of chocolates? Well, a new poll found caramel, or Carmel, depending on where you're from, is the top choice by far with 34% of the vote. Which movie has the line, "My mom always said, life is like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get"?
Forrest Gump.
Tied at 1. The lead singer of this band turns 53 today. Take a listen and then name the band.
Baby, it's 3 a.m. I must be lonely. Huh? She says, baby.
I don't think you need that much time to you, Kennedy.
You want the band or the guy?
The band.
Matchbox 20.
There you go. Nice job, Kennedy. 2-2. Question number... It's Rob Thomas's birthday. It's the lead singer, by the way. Question number three. Stephen King wrote a new version of Hansel and Gretel. It'll be accompanied by pictures that the late Maurice Sendak drew almost 30 years ago.
I know, it's cool, right?
Which of these three is King's best-selling book of all time? The Shining, Misery, or It?
Oh, wow. Which one's oldest? The Shining?
3-2.
It took me months to get through that book.
On the PBS show Finding Your Roots, Kristen Bell discovered that one of her ancestors was a spy for the British back in the 1700s. What were the British soldiers commonly called by colonists during the American Revolution?
The Redcoats.
That's right. 4-3. And question number five, 20 years ago today in 2005, YouTube was launched from San Bruno, California. Google bought it for $1.65 billion. Can you tell me which channel currently has the most YouTube subscribers in the entire world?
Was it the guy that gives away the money and play the games?
I don't know, is it?
Beast something? Beast? Mr. Beast?
I mean, there it is.
No, I don't need it. It's fine. It's too late.
It is Mr. Beast, but yeah. Yes.
That guy.
Mr. Beast is his name.
Yeah.
4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Barbara, I'm sorry. You don't get the W this time. But we do appreciate you coming back on for Redemption Week.
We do.
Yes.
It's all good.
Yeah.
It is all good. Happy Valentine's Day. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Happy Valentine's Day. My name is Barbara from Merrimack, and I can't beat Kennedy twice.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Well, a bet is a bet, and around here we pay off our bets, don't we?
Factual.
We always pay off our bets, and we made a Super Bowl bet on all the prop stuff, you know, the coin flip, who would win the game, how many times Taylor Swift would be seen, would there be crying by players and coaches, what color the Gatorade was going to be, all that stuff. And Kennedy won. Congratulations to you, Kennedy.
It's always the person that doesn't know what they're talking about that wins sports events things.
Well, you did that day.
Dan came in second, and I came in last, which meant I had to go and do water aerobics, which I had been giving my wife a hard time about because, you know, to me, it's elderly women that are out there doing aerobics. I grew up in Florida, and anytime I saw water aerobics, it was a bunch of elderly people in the pool.
You know, your brain goes to, like, the Golden Girls in swim caps.
That is it, to the movie Cocoon. And so last night was the water aerobics class. My wife is on the hotline. We're going to talk to her in a minute. But this is us even getting signed in at the community center. It's me and Lannan and a couple of the other people.
I might be too young for this class.
He lost a bit.
I am not going to say anything.
He lost a bit. That's why he's here.
I'm here because I lost the Super Bowl prop bets.
G-E-R.
Get yourself in that pool.
Oh, wow. Really? You went with the Chiefs? That's crazy.
Well, no. I went with the Eagles.
Come on.
But I got the national anthem length wrong. I got the, was somebody going to cry during the national anthem wrong? I got the game right and the score almost exact.
First name.
K-A-R-S-O-N.
You got me?
Yes, you also have to.
What's up, old lady?
What's up? Hey, I'm not old. We can be doing this. I'm excited for you.
Oh, you guys are all doing your aerobics class.
Yeah.
I know. We were kind of young for like water aerobics, right?
Hey, anything.
Anybody.
Yeah,
good injury. This is going to be good. Yeah.
And what is your name, my dear?
Natalie.
Her name is Agnes.
What is it?
Natalie.
All right, you guys are all set?
Thank you.
I don't think she's ready for us. Thank you.
So we go down to the pool, and I got to tell you, the instructor, you know, she was like in regular street clothes when we get down there. We're all getting in the water. And then we get in the water, and she does the class from outside the water on the edge of the pool. And I'm going to tell you, she was in better shape than Serena or Venus Williams. And I was like, we are going to die in here in this pool tonight. Good morning, Lana.
Good morning.
I crushed it, didn't I? Be honest.
I don't think he knows what crushed it means.
Yeah. I mean, I think, yes, his definition is different than most. crushed the waves? I mean, I don't know. Like, you were splashing a lot, that's for sure. And at one point, I mean, it looked like you were going to drown, but... If that's what you mean by crushing it, then yeah, sure, you sure did.
Yeah, you had a lot of things to say about the age of people who do this sort of thing. And it is though, because they might be older than you, that it's easy or what have you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have some statement to make at this point, Carson?
I do. I would like to...
The floor is yours.
I would like to apologize to all of those that I offended, specifically the elderly. I did not know you could sweat in a pool, which I was doing.
A lot less Agnes jokes on the way out than the way in.
Hey.
I cannot lift my arms over my head today. When I got out of bed this morning at 4 a.m., I took a step and I was like, what is wrong? Oh, water aerobics. There are muscles that are hurting this morning that I haven't used in 25 years. And I'm never going back because that was painful.
Lana, how are you feeling this morning?
I feel fine. You're really sore? I mean, I'm a sore, but that's... I want to be a little bit sore, then I know it's working. You know what I mean? But, like, I'm not, like, not going back. Come on. Get a grip. Who's the old lady?
Yeah.
And by the way, you were closer in age to the oldest person in the pool than the other two, than me and my friend, Natalie. You were actually in the elderly category, if I have to say, you know? Like, you're pushing
5 years
like
off AARP, 30. Let's be honest. Come on.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm right behind you. But.
In fact.
And he was down there, like, flailing at one point. That, like, the lifeguard, I saw her. She was, like, trying not to laugh. She was smirking. It was so funny.
No, they actually had me posted up very close to the lifeguard because they were worried about me.
Like, I'm going to have to jump in and save this guy.
Oh, my God.
No, they weren't.
And then they at one point, they team you up. You know, with a person because they give you these pool noodles.
Mm-hmm.
And so you each get a pool noodle and then you're like pulling and pushing. You're each holding.
Yeah,
so
using resistance. Right.
And doing circles under the water. And
I definitely, I paired you up with her on purpose because she had a bone to pick with you about calling her elderly.
That's
on the
girl.
Radio.
She let me know. She was like spinning that pool noodle like crazy. I'm like, woman, slow down.
So one of the other people who participate in the class heard you call them elderly?
Yes.
And took it out on you?
Yes.
She was ready last night. I mean, she was coming for Carson.
That's so funny.
Oh, my gosh. It was a blast, though.
And then he's doing the noodles, and, like, there's water splashing everywhere. And I'm like, did you not hear her say the point is to keep the noodles under the water? So
I was doing the noodles above the water, not under the water.
Following directions is not your forte.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Barrett came because it's like near our house. So he walks over and they have an upstairs where he can overview the pool. And literally at one point, I didn't know he was up there. He's up there and he's laughing and he's videoing.
He said when we got home, he's like, Dad, I thought you were going to drown. I'm like, I'm a good swimmer. I used
to
be a good swimmer.
Yes.
You had nothing to do with swimming.
Yeah, that's true.
It you could stand nothing. In the water.
Yeah, and almost drown because that's what I did last night. Well, I love you, babe. Happy Valentine's Day.
I love you, too. Happy Valentine's Day, but don't be talking any more crap about my water aerobics.
All right, I won't. I apologize.
I'm so glad you lost and not us. I feel like this worked out perfectly.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have minded taking it, but having Lana on phone any day of the week is better than anything.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Washington's birthday sales event is here. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Allie from Foxborough.
Hi, Allie.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Allie. Like a football through
the
uprights.
Studio. Oh, yeah.
Good luck.
Get Foxborough. See what I did there? Made a football reference. Okay. They don't all work.
No, sorry, I just zoned out. I'm not gonna lie.
All right, you know,
I have never been to a Patriots game.
You're kidding. You live in Foxborough and you've never been to a Patriots game.
I went to Tom Brady's retirement ceremony.
Oh, that's
there you go.
Cool.
Well, you missed all the good games. That
you know what? You know what? You know what? The tickets are too, honestly, the tickets are too expensive.
They are very expensive. All right, so Kennedy's left the studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. Allie, you get more right and you win the money. Are you ready? All right, here we go. Question number one. 38 years ago today in 1987, Bon Jovi hit number one with Living on a Prayer. In the first verse of the song, who works at the diner all day bringing home her pay for love?
Oh, God. Is it Jenny?
Question number two. LeVar Burton turned 68 this weekend. LeVar hosted which popular PBS kids show from 1983 until 2006?
Oh, God. I wasn't alive for most of that. That's going to make me sound
Take
really
a
young.
Look. It's in a book.
That, oh, my God. And I can picture it, and I have no idea what it's called.
That's all right. Question number three. Selena Gomez and her fiancé made an album together called I Said I Love You First. It will come out March 21st. Who is Selena Gomez's fiancé?
Benny Blanco.
Netflix is doing a live-action Dungeons & Dragons series. What is the highest-sided die used in Dungeons & Dragons?
I want to say 20. I should know this.
You should? You play a lot of D&D?
No, but my high school did a musical that was basically like a game of D&D, and we played some, and...
Well, trust your gut.
Yeah, go with your gut.
Question number five. Sia recorded a cover of Peter Gabriel's Salisbury Hill for a Humane Society PSA. Sia's biggest and only number one song featured Sean Paul. What was the song called?
Cheap Thrills.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy! Came on strong at the end there.
It's a finish strong Friday. Nice work. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Allie's actually driving to Rhode Island to go see her horse.
Oh, amazing.
What is your what?
I'm driving down the road to the barn.
What is your horse's name?
His name is Ollie.
Ollie.
And he likes to cause trouble.
What kind of horse is Ollie?
He's what we call a quarter horse.
Okay.
They're the ones that are typically used for like ranch stuff.
That's super cool. I wouldn't even know how to go about owning a horse.
It's a tremendous amount of work.
I was going to say, it is so much work.
It is so much work.
It's just like a big dog, Dan. You should get one.
It absolutely is not.
Yeah, I'll keep him in my apartment at Woober.
Go for a walk at the pond there across the street. All right, Allie got three out of five.
Free one, though, it's not free.
Well done, Allie.
These are tough. You ready?
Oh, that was better than I expected.
38 years ago today in 1987, Bon Jovi hit number one with Living on a Prayer. In the first verse of the song, who works in the diner all day bringing home her pay for love?
Is it Tina or Gina? Tina. Gina? Dang it.
I was a senior in high school blaring that song, windows down. Hair flying in the wind.
I think I've been singing Tina
my whole life. I mean, I know the song and I like the song.
I literally
think I've
been singing Tina my whole life.
Misheard lyric.
Zero
to zero.
It wasn't
Johnny who worked on the docks either.
Question number two. LeVar Burton turned 68 this weekend. He hosted a popular PBS kids show from 1983 to 2006. What was it called?
Reading Rainbow.
1-0. Reading Rainbow. Selena Gomez and her fiance.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much before my time.
made an album together called I Said I Love You First. It comes out March 21st. Who is Selena's fiance?
Why am I forgetting his name? Benny Blanco?
2-1. Question number four. Netflix is doing a live action Dungeons & Dragons series. What is the highest sided die used in D&D?
24? 12? 18? 32?
Hut, hut!
I don't know.
56 is the mic.
20.
D20.
Huh.
It is 2-2 going to the final question.
Holy crap.
By the way, Allie got it right, Kennedy.
All right.
There's some pressure on you right now.
Yeah.
Sia recorded a cover of Peter Gabriel's Salisbury Hill for a Humane Society PSA. Sia's biggest and only number one song featured Sean Paul. What was the song called? Sal is screaming at the radio right now.
Yeah, I know. We played it so much. It's not Titanium, is it? Unstoppable? Titanium?
32. I love Cheap Thrills.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I did it.
You did it. Yes.
Yep. That'll buy a lot of horse feed.
No, it won't.
That's about one bag of horse feed.
One meal.
Wow.
I love that $100 might actually go to horse feed, though. That just puts a smile on my face. All right. Well, Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Allie gets the win 3-2. Congratulations, Allie. You just won yourself $100.
Oh, my God. I'm like so in shock.
Everybody say hashtag suck it Sal.
Hashtag suck it Sal. I've listened to this show since I was in, like, high school, and I've always been too chicken to call in. So
today's the day.
Since high school.
Yep.
Great. So what, since last year you've been listening to the show? Hey-o.
No, more like over 5 years.
Okay.
All right.
That's not too bad. All right, Kennedy, what do you want to say?
Don't beat Kennedy and make her feel like
I know.
It's all good, baby.
I'm smarter than you and I'm younger than you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Well, I have better insurance than you. And a better credit rating, maybe. That's about all I can say.
All right, Kennedy.
My name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and it can't beat Allie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no.
Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. The Washington's birthday sales event lasts all month long. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy.
Hi.
Say hey to Alexa from Marshfield.
Good morning, Alexa.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Or excuse me. It is the 1K CBK. There's $1,000 on the line. If you tie Kennedy, unfortunately, that is a loss for you. Okay, Alexa?
All right. Sounds good.
How much Valentine's chocolate are you going to buy with $1,000 today?
Oh, man. I don't know. Probably none. It's going to go to something better.
That's probably a good idea.
It'll be half off tomorrow. You get twice as much.
Yeah, true.
All right, here we go. Question number one, Alexa. This female singer with hits like East Side, Without Me, and Bad at Love just announced a new tour. Who is she?
Oh, my gosh. Halsey?
Apparently, singer Grimes is upset that her baby daddy brought their son to the Oval Office for a press conference this week. Who is her baby daddy?
Musk.
Question number three. Country legend George Strait is going back out on the road with Chris Stapleton and playing 5 more huge stadium shows in 2025. There will be one at Gillette Saturday, June 21st. Is George Strait in his 60s, 70s, or 80s?
Oh, my God. 70s? I have no idea.
Question number four. Who played Sheldon Cooper in The Big Bang Theory?
Oh, my God. What is his name? Oh, my God. We watch this show all the time. Oh, my God. What is his name?
All right. Question number 5. Question number 5. What was the first animated film to be nominated for Best Picture at the Academy Awards?
Inside Out.
All right. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Are we giving her question number 4 or she get it in time, Dan?
What do you think?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. It's not my money.
Yeah, it'll make Kennedy anxious, so.
Oh, that's what I did.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Alexa just dropped her oldest off to kindergarten, now hanging out with a 3-year-old.
Good times.
Got 4 out of 5.
Ooh, okay.
Nice job. Nice job, Alexa.
Thanks.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Yeah.
$1,000 on the line for Alexa. Question number 1. This female singer with hits like East Side, Without Me, and Bad at Love just announced a new tour. Who is she?
Halsey.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Apparently, singer Grimes is upset that her baby daddy brought their son to the Oval Office for a press conference this week. Who is the baby daddy?
Elon Musk.
Tied at two. Country legend George Strait is going back out on the road with Chris Stapleton and playing five more huge stadium shows in 2025. And one of those stops is going to be Gillette Stadium, Saturday, June 21st.
Stop it.
I know.
Oh, my God.
Is George Strait in his 60s, 70s, or 80s? He's been doing it.
70s.
He is 72 years old. Tied at three, Kennedy. Question number four.
Oh, I can feel the tension.
Who played Sheldon Cooper in The Big Bang Theory? This is the same thing Alexa did.
Jim. Jim Parsons. Had to find the file cabinet. Sorry.
Tied at four. Question number five. What was the first animated film to be nominated for Best Picture at the Academy Awards?
Snow White. Cinderella. Toy Story. I don't know.
It was 1991. Does that help?
Lion King?
Beauty and the Beast.
Oh.
Beauty and the Beast.
Four. A tale as old as time.
4-4 is the final score, and with a tie, Alexa, unfortunately, Kennedy gets the win. We cannot give you the $100, but we do appreciate you listening and playing this morning. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Thank you guys so much. Happy Valentine's Day.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
I'm Alexa from Marshfield, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.